All the facts and figures of the forthcoming Synod of Bishops on the Word of God and the life and mission of the Church were presented to journalists today at a press conference in the Vatican. The Secretary General of the Synod noted that the gathering will be opened by Pope Benedict at a Mass on Sunday, held for the first time in the Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls, highlighting its important link with the celebration of the Pauline year. Philippa Hitchin reports.
A total of 253 Synod Fathers elected by bishops' conferences around the world or appointed by the Pope will be joined by nearly 80 experts and auditors, plus a dozen representatives of other Christian churches and faith communities. During the first session of the Synod, the Chief Rabbi of Haifa, Sheir Yashiv Cohen, will address the gathering on the Jewish understanding of sacred scripture, while the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople, Bartholomew I will also address the Synod Fathers and join Pope Benedict for the celebration of Vespers on Sunday the 18th. Other special guests invited to participate in the meetings in the Vatican Synod Hall include the Secretary General of the United Bible Societies, Dr. Miller Milloy, and the leader of the Ecumenical Prayer Community in Teze, Brother Alois. Archbishop Eterovich also noted that, like the last synod, this three-week meeting will include time for free discussions each evening after the official presentations by bishops have taken place. During the meeting, there will be a special mass commemorating the half-century since the death of Pope Pius XII, and October the 16th, the Synod Fathers will be shown a film marking the 30th anniversary of the election of Pope John Paul II. The meeting concludes with a Mass in St. Peter's Basilica on Sunday, October the 26th. I'm Philippa Hitchin.